Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We welcome in Connor Happer for the spillover. Hello, Happer.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Happer's in a good
chipper
today.
Yeah, yeah, it's chipper. Yeah.
Is it happening never?
No, I guess there's some days he comes in a little, you know, it's early.
Yeah,
we all
I used
come in
to
with
think,
our moods.
Yeah, I. Not me. I used to think.
you've had some rough days.
I know. Tell me about. Oh, my God, I'm a roller coaster. But the. I know that. The. I used to think Happer, like, was always chipper. And it took me about 3 years. I was like, okay, no, he's not on.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good description, at least my view. But he was, yeah, 2.5 years, like, couldn't bring the guy down. And then, you know,
he tried to stay up as much as possible.
He usually is. He still is usually up.
No
I don't
excuse.
See him down that
no
often.
No excuse.
It's the teams that kind of brought us all down a little bit with the
success. Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about the NFL a little bit. Think about what I've covered in the last 20 years. An ongoing freak show. All right?
Yeah.
So how I don't have a lot of time. Just I don't have 4 hours to sit in front of a TV and watch the Bills and Dolphins.
How many like days or weeks of your life have you spent just in these last 20 years on coaching searches? Just on coaching searches.
More days than I. More.
It probably adds up to about 2 or 3 months worth
probably.
Of time.
Yeah.
That's
which is awesome.
Pretty sad,
it's just hilarious.
Yeah, the amount of phone time that's devoted to like what just that article. Parker wrote the article. We sort of combined on the reporting, and just the amount of phone time that's needed for that is incredible.
Would you let us play the audio of your interview with Ed Orgeron?
I mean, I have the audio.
I would love to hear it.
We might try to talk to Ed.
Yeah, we're going to get him on. He's agreed to
come
on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right. Just have him on then.
He's agreed to come on.
Ed Orgeron wants to come on the show.
He wants to come on. He likes this. He likes Nebraska.
Good.
Yeah, he likes this place. So, yeah, you'll get to hear it, so you don't really need
okay, we don't need the audio. Yeah, if he's coming on, then you're great.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
That's a good tease. I like that.
He's coming on sometime soon.
All right, what's you're going to talk to Happer about your Mac Jones take?
No,
Mac Jones
take? I just said, you know, I start off the show today. I first of all bashed the city of Buffalo because it's a
strange.
Yeah, I saw that.
Strange.
Yeah, have you ever been there before? You're a New York.
I've
guy.
Never been to Buffalo. No. Well, you know, I guess we crossed over Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Once.
Wait a second. Yeah. He's a New York guy.
Yeah. I was born in New York.
How do I not know this? Where
East
in
Coast
New York?
Family. White Plains.
So, what do you think of his take on Buffalo?
I don't really care about
he
Buffalo.
He hasn't been there before.
Oh, okay.
He'd understand if he had been there that Buffalo is a terrible
place
upstate.
To live. It's out of the way.
It's a hard place to live. I went there for 3 days. The sun never shined at all.
The only thing I mean, there's a lot.
Is it possible that you just had a bad experience?
No, I think that's what Buffalo is.
Okay,
there's a lot.
So the
I
sun is never shining.
No, it never is sunny at all. In
there's
Buffalo.
A lot I don't like about you disparaging it.
Jake.
Yeah.
Hey, a little bit.
Hey, Michael.
There's a lot I don't like about you disparaging the city, but the one thing I don't like about is we don't exactly live in Miami ourselves.
Compared to Buffalo, we do. I'll tell you, well, this is tropical compared to Buffalo, New York.
I don't think that that's the case, Jake.
Tropical.
I have lived here for many years, and I have been to Buffalo for 3 days, and that I don't want to ever go back there.
Well, there could
be a horrifying place.
There could be a problem with sample size. 3 days, 30 years.
Yeah. Is it ever warmer in Buffalo than it is in Lincoln?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm sure they have nice weather at times.
Once in a while. Schaefer, you been to Buffalo before?
I have never been to Buffalo.
Do you ever desire to go to Buffalo?
Sure, I would go to Buffalo.
Yeah, I would.
Why did you go to Buffalo?
Yeah, I had a friend that lived up there for like 3 months. He was dating some girl in Toronto, so he lived up there in Buffalo. For
okay.
Strange story.
Close to Toronto. That's a
it's like an hour,
point.
Hour and a half drive, maybe hour drive.
There's
probably.
A selling point.
Yeah, it's close to Niagara Falls. That's pretty
selling
cool.
Selling point.
But you, how many times do you go to Niagara Falls?
NHL
you go there
team?
Once or twice.
I mean, I've never been.
Upstate New York is actually...
It's a place you travel to. You don't live there.
I don't know about Buffalo, but upstate New York is generally pretty beautiful. It's a really nice hilly area. Upstate New York.
But it's never sunny.
You should ask Schaefer about Mac
Jones. Definitely
has
been sunny in Buffalo. Okay.
Give the guys your Mac Jones take.
Well, Mac Jones gets praised for being the next, Tom Brady, the next great thing in the NFL, and he's just average, if you ask me. If you had to compare Mac Jones to Tua, which to the last two Alabama quarterbacks that are in the NFL, Dolphins are on a 5-game heater right now. Tua is not put up huge numbers, but he's not making mistakes. He does what the offensive line's terribleness allows him to do. Mac Jones has a great offensive line. He's got a running game they commit to. We don't have running backs in Miami. Miles Gaskin's just
feels
a guy.
Like a lot of just jealousy.
Well, how do you compare Mac Jones to Tua then?
He nailed it.
How do you compare Mac Jones to Tua?
I think they're both intriguing young quarterbacks that have some limitations that really are asked to play in the confines of a pretty closed-off offense. So, that's kind of how I would start the comparison. Like, I don't want to do the Mac Jones is overrated thing because I don't even know that he's really rated yet at this point in time. He's playing really well for a guy who was in college last year, which is hard to do in the NFL. I'm not entirely sure that you're fully on board with that statement, but, Justin Herbert sort of, scrambled everybody's brains when it came to rookie quarterback play. But, what Mac Jones is doing is really good compared to the entire history of rookies in the NFL at quarterback.
Pepper, do you have any thoughts on Mac Jones versus
I'm
Tua?
I'm lukewarm on him. Yeah. Mac Jones versus Tua. I would compare Mac Jones favorably to Tua at this point. You're right. He's in a better system, in a better environment, a better situation. That's for sure. I'm not going to take away points from him on that. I don't think he's asked to do a ton right now, but that's okay.
You like the Gin Blossoms, right?
Yeah.
What's one of their best songs?
Hey, Jealousy.
Follow Me Down.
Yeah. I was going for Follow You. Yeah, Follow
that's
Me Down.
That's a good one. Good job.
By the way, 155 sunny days a year in Buffalo.
Can you compare it to Lincoln, please?
I could compare it to... Oh, I don't know why.
Happer's the master of Google.
I typed in Omaha, and it says there are 214 sunny days
way
in
sunnier.
Omaha.
Way
which
sunnier.
That's kind of surprising. It's sunny more than half of the year here.
That feels wrong.
Yeah.
I think I'm on board with that.
Well, it fits your
I would argue Buffalo.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
40
days. See if Lincoln's any different.
I don't know. There's a whole sunny thing now. That's how do you define it? Because there's days where it's
partly cloudy still counts as sunny.
It's just true.
Average over, I don't know, like a 10-year period.
Yeah,
or
that's a hard one. That's a hard stat because there's a lot of gray area.
The U.S. average is 205 sunny days per year. So Lincoln is actually above average sunniness.
Yeah, see, it's tropical compared to Buffalo.
Let's do Denver, where it's sunny all the time.
Yeah.
245 sunny days a year. Okay. Buffalo.
Buffalo sucks.
Buffalo, yeah, I mean.
You're amazing.
I'm just telling you.
Why would you say that about a dreary
place? But Jake, I mean, it has been sunny in Buffalo before. They have 155 of them a year.
I did not have a chance to prove that in my 3 or 4 days there.
Now you could say
that's my sample. Bigger than one day.
Hey, by the way, I don't say
it's never sunny in Buffalo. Jake's spinoff to Philadelphia. It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I don't say that State College sucks. You always put that on me. I don't say that. I haven't really been in State College. I'm just saying going covering a game there sucks. You're saying Buffalo sucks.
Yeah, this is a good clarification. Yeah. I always pinned you with that too.
No, I don't even know State College. I've never really been in
the city
in
of
it.
Buffalo is just kind of lame.
Because we stay.
So is it the what is your actual like complaint with the city? Is it that there's not enough sun?
It's always
is
cold.
It that it's lame.
It's always cold.
Is it that its football team currently owns your football team?
They try to say they no. I'm not. They you know. I went to a hockey game there that was kind of underwhelming too. Mm. Sabres game.
Was it underwhelming?
The Anchor Bar is overrated. That's the place that had the buffalo wing. I didn't even have the buffalo sauce. Yeah.
Well,
that's
definitely a you problem. We've been over this before. You went to the buffalo wing capital of the world and you got a barbecue.
Jake goes to New York City, complains about the seafood because he can't find a Long John Silver's to eat shrimp out of.
Sbarro was horrible.
I just get Sbarro in New York City. Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about. This New York pizza.
I got pizza.
I'm okay with the complaint about the city.
All right, thank you.
But
I can't complain about the
there's a certain
the
point.
The Anchor Bar is not valid complaint. That's fine.
There's a certain point there where it probably needs to stop.
Lincoln.
Yeah. Tonight we got basketball. Hoops.
Yes.
Huskers, 6 p.m. tip against Michigan at PBA, ESPN2. We can go to the
game
as well.
Wish I had Sipple's enthusiasm for it.
For what?
He wants to go.
Do you
for basketball?
He's considering
going to the game. He's not.
I will put him at about 75% likelihood to be at home.
I agree. I'd put it 80 actually. 80,
okay.
82%.
Would you say that's fair? You had a 25% chance of showing
come on,
up.
You know
tonight?
What? It's dependent a little bit on what's going on with football, right?
I understand that, but I also know
where
that,
you can
like,
work from the arena.
You considering generally doesn't mean you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You've thought about it, but you've also decided you're not going to do
it. But it is a step off of
he's
I'm not going.
Yeah, no, I acknowledge
there
that.
There is something there.
Yeah, so that's why it's down to about 75% instead of the 100%.
Okay.
So
would you say that's accurate?
Yeah.
The KenPom rating there?
Characterization, yeah, actually.
So you have about the same percent chance to show up tonight as Nebraska does to win, according to KenPom, 27%.
Ooh, yeah,
27%, that's
yeah.
it.
So now, Schaefer, are you going?
I am going to be in attendance.
What are you expecting? Michigan is a 7.5-point favorite.
I don't know what to expect. I mean, Nebraska, they at times play better than I expected against Indiana, and then just completely in the second half was pretty toothless. So,
No teeth.
I really don't know with this team. I mean, I'm showing up more so out of just interest to see what they are. Than I am out of any real fervor that I think this is going to be a good game. So,
it's a chance to size up.
Do you
up
give Nebraska any chance to win tonight, or what I mean, kind of chance do you give them?
Sure, Texas
higher
Southern
than
27%? Just beat Florida. Like,
it did.
Upsets happen. Nebraska could win this game.
Absolutely.
It's just not very likely.
Yeah, Michigan hasn't been all that impressive.
5-3
so far. Yeah, they were drilled by a couple pretty good teams. Arizona,
Carolina,
North Carolina.
What's the issue with them? What are they lacking this year so far?
Well, I think they're trying to figure out. They've turned the ball over a lot.
Point guard. Did they lose that good point?
No, Eli Brooks is still there. And then it's kind of a one-man show with Dickinson. At least that's how
Caleb
it kind of
Houston's
looks right
a
now.
Really good freshman. Schaefer probably knows about that. He's one of the most highly recruited players in the country.
I don't.
He was, and he's
yeah,
playing
they always,
well.
They always have a good wing, yeah. right? And
yep.
that's their guy
yep.
this year.
Yep.
I follow very little basketball recruiting.
Do you?
Yeah, it's just very different than football recruiting, and unless Nebraska's involved in the picture, I just generally have no idea.
Well. Jake's not going.
I didn't say that for sure. I said I'm not going as of right now.
Correction, Jake.
Jake
is not
calls
going.
Tonight's game Buffalo.
Yo, I have a
you
better chance of going than you do.
Yeah, maybe,
folks. Well, this game might as well be Buffalo because I'm not going.
I didn't say no.
And it's not gonna be sunny.
It's time for the 2-minute drill.
Hot rock, red seven, red seven. Hot rock, down, set, hut.
Are the Buffalo Bills in trouble right now in the AFC?
Tough to project a lot out of that game because of the circumstances.
Not just that game, though.
Felt like the Bills should have won that game.
They've been red flagged for a few weeks
if
now.
You had
them
on the red flag alert.
I mean,
good way to put it, Happer.
The AFC's still pretty open for me. I don't know that there's a single team that I'm just like, yeah, that's the one everyone has to
catch. Do you know what the playoff like if the playoffs started today, the whole that whole trope, you know, like if the playoffs started today, it would be incredible. The AFC wildcard weekend would be amazing. Yep. The three games would be like Kansas City, but I just had it, but it was like Kansas City, Buffalo, wow. Baltimore, and the Bengals, and then the Chargers, and somebody, or
and the Colts.
Like, yeah,
that'd be a great
No, not Chargers, Colts.
Because Patriots have the bye right now. Yeah. Patriots are the one seed as of right now. Yeah, the Bills are struggling. We'll see if they can get back on track.
Let me see if I can get this right here before we let people go.
Right, go get it, Shake. Come on, Happer. You're good on Google.
Yeah, I got this.
He's a Google expert.
If I'm good at one thing, I'm good at Google.
Google and spreadsheets.
It's really, really nice of you guys
Wait
to say.
Till he finds out about Google Sheets.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, I have Google Sheets.
Oh, wow.
I'm good at that, too. It looks like my page. Whoop. Come on.
Oh, Happer.
It's not working.
Okay. Oh, no. Is your internet out?
No, it's not.
You can tease it for Happer and Schaefer.
Yeah, tease it. NFL. Yeah, get that going for Happer.
Yeah, NFL
Schaefer.
Reaction over reaction. 9:30.
There you go. Right. Happer and Schaefer is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.